This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. The podcast will be there later today. Schmidl informed us last night that we won Best of Mile High.
Yeah.
As the best morning show in town. Now, I know what's about to happen. On Textnado, you always text, yeah, but look at your competition.
I forgot they even say that.
Remember that? Yeah. We always get that when we say we want something. So just stop it. Knock it off. Our competition's brilliant. We're just better. Okay?
Right, exactly.
What's your plans with your son coming in?
All right. So, well, we're going to go looking for a car, right? Okay. We're going to go up to the mountains.
For you.
Yeah, for
a
me.
Car for you.
Yeah. Which is not gonna. I don't know if you guys have teenagers or not, but it's not gonna go well because you know they become the expert.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I told him I wanted to Aston Martin, and he literally just like, oh my god! Remember what he said? He said it looks like you're going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And he's like, you look like the old lady that tries too hard.
Yeah.
He's literally gonna shame you.
Yeah. Yeah.
With everything you say.
No, I'm not allowed. Yeah. According to an 18-year-old, I can't get this car because I look like the old lady that tries too hard.
Well, you know, he does have a point.
No, he doesn't. He does. Get whatever I want.
If I pulled up, Jamie, and there you are in an Aston Martin, I'd have that same thought.
No, it's you wouldn't.
Oh, the poor lady. Well, she's having an identity crisis.
See, so I feel the same way about your car that you have in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God, you've gotten to that age where I'm not going to let it go. It's a class.
I'll tell you my deal is I don't like car payments and I'll drive what and I'm not a car guy. See, you're a car person.
I am. Yeah.
You either are or you're not. Carson's a car person. Me and Schmidl, we're not car people.
Right.
No. And I never have been. I have never ever purchased a new car.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah. I just
That's on
don't.
You.
Yeah, I just, but I don't see a need for it for me, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But other people are, and that's fine.
Right. I mean.
Each his own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have never, well, I mean, this is going to sound really cocky. I've never had a car payment, but my dad always told me, like, if you can't afford it, then you can't buy it. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do have a house payment because that I could not afford.
I got you. And again, it's just, some people just love the feel of a new car. Right. I get it. Yeah. I do get it. It's just not me.
Why I was bringing this up is because you know cars are so expensive now. So now I'm like, well, maybe I'll lease it. And then in my head, somebody's always on my shoulder, right?
Yeah.
But in my head, my dad's like, "You're gonna lease a car? What a waste of goddamn money!"
So you still hear Bob? Huh?
Yeah, I still hear him. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, that's the only way I can afford it, right? Is like if I lease it. But I mean, is it a waste of money? I've never leased a car either.
I don't know. I've never looked into it because I've never leased one.
Yeah,
I do think that I've seen where they have these structures of X amount of miles and all that.
Yeah. Yep.
And if I compute mine, because I drive 25 miles each way,
right? Right.
And if I compute mine, then it just doesn't work out for me. Now, if you're only traveling 3 or 4 miles to work and back, then probably it works out
maybe
for you.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to have to worry about mileage overage.
It just depends because, like, we're in a lease right now with Bree's car. And it's 15,000 miles, which is on the higher end. Typically, they wanted to give us 12, and we talked them up to 15,000 miles a year for 4 years. And we just leased it because we've never owned an EV, so we didn't know how much the technology would change in that 4 years. And then, you know,
the resale
value on EVs isn't good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why we leased it.
So anyway, so that we're going to go look for a car. So that's not already. See, I'm already in anxiety world because
right.
of this.
Right. And I'm with you, Jamie. I don't want to have a car where somebody tells me how much I can drive it.
I know, right?
That just doesn't even seem like it's my car.
I know.
You know, if you're going to tell me that I can only go 12,000 miles in 12 months, no, I don't think so.
I'll do it a different way. How much is it if you go over per mile?
Oh, I don't know. We're not going to go over. We're keeping it under. Trust me, I've got it all calculated. We can drive 37.5 miles a day if we drive it every single day.
That's not even comfortable knowing, though.
I mean, it's just a matter of keeping track.
We'll add that with the fact he has to charge it and keep track of that. Car is anxiety.
And with the lease, I mean, the number one thing you say, Carson, with the lease is you say, okay, well, the resale value is not that good. We don't know what it's going to be.
Well, for EVs, especially.
On a lease, you have no resale value at all.
I know. That's why they did it. That's why they did it because they're like, you don't know about the whole.
Because the technology EV is just from like a couple years ago has changed so much. So you got to imagine if they keep evolving, it's just going to get crazier.
Car prices are just unbelievable.
A truck! A freaking truck!
Yeah.
Oh my God, like a Ford F-150 or 250 or 350.
I was looking at a Honda Civic and it was $700 a month for just a basic Honda Civic, dude.
It's
crazy. Yeah.
I pay way less than that and my car is like all souped up.
Yeah, right. $700 for a Civic.
Wow. Yeah. But that's not even with your credit. So it's going to be $900.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, so we're not going to go look for cars.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But no, you should get that Civic. That seems like a bargain.
Dude, I love the Civic Type R. I love those cars.
$700 a month? You can swing that.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Remember, I don't know. Can you still call them rice burners? I ask this every time.
No, you're not. No.
No?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I hate those little suckers because you guys think you're so badass because you have those stupid ass mufflers, right?
Well, they're fast cars. They're quick.
They sound fast.
Yeah, they do.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Everybody's excited that Friday's here. The weekend is almost here too. Weather's going to be pretty good for the weekend. Even warmer next week.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you're headed out to DIA, a little bit of a chaos in the airports today. DIA also affected by it, they say. There was an explosion near Heathrow Airport that has closed down the airport there in London, and that's going to be closed till midnight their time tonight. So it's affecting flights all around the world.
Yeah, so just check your flights if you have an international flight.
Yeah. So
great.
I guess flights had to turn around yesterday.
They had to turn around. They didn't know where to put all the airplanes. It was like, what did they say? Like, they didn't say 200,000, did they?
Of what?
Flights in one day or something?
They said that 200,000 flights go out of there every day, didn't they?
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Or something like that, right?
I don't know.
It's a huge airport,
I know, right?
I've flown in there one time, but I remember it just being absolutely huge, just huge.
Yeah.
But you'd have the same situation if something happened in New York or whatever. But I guess it's affecting flights all around the world.
Yep.
All right, let's get to this audio here that you guys.
No, I don't want to. I'm so mad. It's so awful.
Well, Jamie, it's news, isn't it?
Is it? Is it really?
Well,
is it? Come on.
Not in my world, it's not.
Yeah.
But there are people who are big Selena fans and
Benny
fans.
Well, Carson is one. So Carson says to me off the air, oh my God, Benny and Selena just came out with their new album, right?
I said, I love you first.
Right. I said, I love you first. Is the name of the album.
That's the name of the album? Oh, I thought you were coming on to Jamie.
Yeah. That's what just happened. Anyway, so then I know the one song that she sings because I keep thinking it must have been uncomfortable for him to produce it because I feel like it's about Justin because it's called like Call Me When You Break Up.
It yeah. is, yes.
And so that one has made it. Okay, that's one song off the album that's
It's
made
called
it.
What now? Call Me When You Break Up.
Yeah, and so I feel like it's about Justin, and Benny produced it and, you know, made the whole thing.
And I'd say it's the best song on the album.
Well, yeah.
Hands down.
Because then the songs that they wrote about their own love life
yeah.
are horrible.
No.
Let me play one for you.
Okay, okay. This is about their love life.
Yes, about their sex life. And I don't want to think about Benny if you've never seen him. He is a hairy, hairy man. Yeah, and I don't want to think about him like rubbing oil all over that hair. Oh. It just, well, it gets all matted down. And then you think, and then you get a hairball. It's like, there's nothing sexy about it.
So Selena and Benny
yeah.
have put this out,
yeah.
and we're supposed to hear it and think of them.
No, they want us to. They told us that it's about their sex life.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Put your hands on me.
Home having this on watching March Madness. I mean, what an ideal day
yeah.
that would be.
Yeah,
Alexa,
like a cowboy.
play me the Benny song where he rides it like a cowboy.
Or she rides it like a cowboy.
Yeah.
The March can give me the March Madness play by play too, all mixed together, please. That is part of their album.
Yeah, and so they said, oh, this one's dedicated to our love life. And I'm just like, and then we were playing in off the air, we're playing a bunch of their songs off this new album. I don't know.
It just sounds the same. It's they're all slow, and she's like, it's almost like she's like talk singing.
What is the six? What on number six?
So they went on Hot Ones, Hot Takes.
Hot ones.
They went on Hot Ones where, you know, you try the hot sauces and whatever. And they talked about what it was like to collab.
So I'm curious what it's like to make a pop record with someone who you have a deep relationship with. Did that kind of unique collaboration add any layers to the music that took you by surprise?
I mean, for me personally, for sure. I was able to tell him things that I don't think I would in another relationship. Because he was also, to me, like the conductor of this record, and I don't know, I felt like I could tell him things that maybe I was feeling insecure about that I wouldn't feel like I could open up to any other producer that way.
That was a good one.
Wait, is that the Jeepers. That's not the hot one, like the
hot ones, the show with hot questions and even hotter wings? Yeah, that's them. That was Sean Evans at the beginning of
usually
it.
Usually they're fun.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, they were boring as hell. Yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, I like that podcast because it's funny.
The YouTube channel. Yeah.
Yeah, but that is horrible.
Jeez.
My God.
Makes you want to ride it like a cowboy, doesn't it? Is this a single?
Is it a single? Yeah, they put out a whole album.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back. Ride it like a cowboy.
BJ and Jamie.
CSU, Memphis, today at noon.
Man, you are all wound up about this basketball. Yeah. I tell you what, you can't stop talking about it. But guess what?
I love it.
Your wife is home now, and so is your son. So don't get your hopes up there, buddy boy.
Yeah.
And your son is on spring break.
I know. I got to come up with something. I need a good plan, Jamie. I'm not prepared for this. I really am
not. Well, why don't you do what you always do? Just hand him a tablet.
Yeah, well... That is on the agenda today.
But I'm off the table.
I'm thinking maybe I come up with something, a reason I got to be out somewhere, and then I just show up at some sports bar somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
I think that the best idea for a sports bar would be Dave and Buster's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that way he can be entertained and you can have, you'll be surrounded by
television. And they have a ton of food and TV.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And he can play Hungry Hungry Hippo while you watch your game.
All right. That's not a bad plan.
Yeah.
Not a bad plan. In fact, I suggest Dave and Buster's for anybody. Okay. I'll meet you there. 12 noon, tip off. CSU, Memphis. All right. So you wanted to talk about ungrateful kids.
Oh, yeah. There's one sitting in here. You didn't even see this coming, did you?
No.
You didn't even see this coming. Yep, he didn't see this coming. So I go to the kitchen, right? Yeah. And I'm getting some water, and Carson is in there. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm making a bagel. And he had cream cheese out. And I go, oh, I was wondering who had the jalapeno cream cheese in the refrigerator, because that's just a weird, you know, random thing to have in the fridge, right? It was just standing there alone.
Yeah, not a lot of people can have jalapeno cream cheese in the morning.
Right. And so I was like, oh, I was wondering who brought that. It was just so random. I go, but it makes sense. You're making a bagel. And he goes, yeah, my mom. Oh, my God. She gave me 3 tubs of this. And I'm like, what am I going to do with that? I don't even have any bagels.
Listen, I love my mom. Like, I am a mama's boy through and through. But here's the thing. Every time I go over there, which is every day, to pick up little Debbie.
Yeah.
She unloads stuff on me. And it's just random. Like yesterday, 3 tubs of jalapeno cream cheese. She doesn't even think, she didn't even ask if I had bagels. She's like, here you go.
Oh, that bitch.
And then, like, a couple days ago, it was all this Italian ices. Like these individual cups of Italian ice in her freezer that I know she's had there for months. And she just decided she was done with them. She didn't want them anymore. She's like, here, you take these. I don't even need Italian ices. What is going on?
And I looked at him. I go, wow, like that. And then I yelled down the hall, you need to be grateful of your mother. Because I'll tell you why. Yesterday I was at the Walgreens, right? Because, you know, I love the Walgreens. And I love those end caps, right? That have like all the deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm at the Walgreens and I get dry shampoo because every chick loves dry shampoo, right? Because we feel like it's healthier for our hair if we don't wash it every day. So now they have dry shampoo in dark brown. My son has dark brown hair. So I buy one, get one free, half price. So I buy 2 bottles of this dry shampoo in dark brown for my kid because he's coming home. And then as I'm checking out, I'm like, he's going to hate this. He's going to hate this. He's going to be like, I've never used dry shampoo. That's for chicks. He's going to roll his eyes. And he goes, you just wasted your money. Like, I went through this whole process in my head while I'm paying for the dry shampoo. Because he's going to go, why did you waste your money? I've never used that stuff in my life. And I'm like, you know what? Carson just reminded me how ungrateful, first of all, only children are.
No, right? I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just horrible humans.
You always want to send your kids out the door with something you give them, okay?
Right.
Something, because you feel like that it's just necessary, okay? Like, my kids will come over for dinner. They've got to take leftovers home.
Right.
I make them. I build it out
they
for them.
They throw it away as soon as they get it.
And that's fine with me. You can go ahead and throw it away. But I want you to at least leave my house with something.
But my point is this. Is like, is it just me, or do we all push our crap on our kids, even though we know that they don't want it at all?
My mom is literally cleaning out her fridge weekly. And having me take all the crap she doesn't want.
I know. It's like, is it your fault or is it my fault? Like that is it that I'm so annoying or is it you're ungrateful? It might be me. It might be me. Because I know my kid. I can't wait. I'm even going to record him talking about this dry shampoo because you know he's going
to
hate it.
I can't wait to see his face.
But he might love it.
He might. But I doubt it. He'll be like, this is for girls. And I tried to buy the dark brown that looked the manliest container.
Right.
You know, it didn't have flowers on it or anything. Yeah. It just had some stripes. So I'm like, this looks manly. But I like overanalyze how much he's going to hate this. And like, I got to make sure it doesn't have flowers on it. And like,
or he might even say he likes it, but then once he goes back to California, you find it in your house still.
Yeah.
You know? He did that. Okay. You pull one of those where you say, oh my gosh, that's so nice of you. I love this. I'm going to give this a try. And then when they pack their stuff, they conveniently leave it behind.
Okay, so this happened.
Yeah.
I got him some really cool jeans. You know, like my cargo jeans that I like from Zara? Well, Zara has a men's department, right? And they have some cool stuff. So I even cut the tags out that say Zara so he wouldn't know they were from Zara because I knew he'd hate it. So I cut the tags out. I gave them to him for Christmas. And he's like, wow, those are pretty cool. He left them.
Yeah. They're
at my house.
There you go.
Yeah, he took everything else, like the Garmin camera, the Garmin watch, all that he took with him. Uh-huh. But I have 2 pair of Zara jeans that have the tags cut out of them.
Yeah. And they think you don't notice. You know, at least take it with you and throw it in the dumpster
exactly.
somewhere. You know?
Oh, my God. I'm just so tired of jumping through hoops for that child.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on a Friday. Weather for the weekend looks really good. Not bad at all. Then near 80 next week.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw where you bought your tickets for the Mighty Millions.
I did.
Yeah?
I did. I'm really stoked about it this year. I've got a good feeling.
So you're in the drawing for the VIP now because correct. You bought your tickets before, you know, tonight at midnight's right. the deadline. So you're in for, let me look here, Bronco Raptor. Man, you could win the Bronco. You've been wanting a car. Maybe that's the vibe.
Maybe that's the one. I know. My girlfriend told me, she's like, you should get that car. That just feels like it's
all
you.
Right, all right. Now, if you won the trip to Canada, would you take Canadian trip or would you take $100,000 cash? That's a choice.
I'd take $100,000. Although my son was conceived in Canada.
He was?
Yeah.
I don't know where Whistler is, but it seems like a good trip.
That's where he was conceived, at Whistler.
Whistler?
At the Four Seasons.
Oh, the memories.
Where is Whistler? I don't even know where it's at.
It's
in Canada.
It's Whistler. It's its own town.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what section of Canada we're talking
about
here. It's over there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I know
right
exactly
that
where
area.
That's at.
Yeah, right in that area.
All right, so you'd take the $100,000.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. What else is up for grabs?
And if you buy the tickets before midnight Friday, you're also in the draw to not only win the vehicle and vacation, but also the early bird prize, which is an Audi or Switzerland or $125,000 in cash and the grand prize, of course, which is that show home. So you get all of that stuff.
Man, that would be a tough decision.
I know. Oh, you mean which, the Audi
what
Switzerland or 125?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got that $2.4 million home up there in
Winter Park.
I'm going to enjoy all these things. I really am.
Can you win everything?
Yeah.
you can.
You can win it all. That's why I bought it early, because that's the whole point.
All right.
As before midnight. That's why I bought my tickets before midnight. Because I feel like, you know, why not? Why wouldn't you buy the ticket now and get in on all the early bird prizes?
Yeah.
You know, instead of waiting.
Yeah, way more chances to win.
Exactly. Instead of waiting till Saturday. So.
All right. Gotcha,
before midnight, let me tell you guys how to... Well, I don't really want to tell them because then it's more against me.
You have to.
Why?
Well, they tell us that we have to promote this for them. And I know that it kind of works against
it
you
does.
And your aunt.
It does.
I do get it.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a good idea.
It's your civic duty.
This really feels dumb on my part.
Civic duty. You got a civic duty.
Well, then
you
say it because I don't want to.
It's your civic duty. Dude.
I just realized what I'm doing. Like, I'm literally stacking the odds against me right now.
Yeah.
All right. It's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, before midnight. So just go ahead and go online right now. MightyMillionsRaffle.com. There you go.
Somebody's got to win.
I know. And I'd prefer it be me.
Could be you, Jamie White.
And by the way, they give away this house. There's another situation, charity in town that gets a lot of publicity for never. They always give away their house.
Yep.
Yeah. So they've given away every single year.
All right, before midnight tonight to be a part of the VIP drawing, you know, you don't want to miss this drawing, the VIP drawing, which
okay,
will happen.
You don't have to rub it in. They know.
I mean, you got to get your tickets.
I'm going to buy some right
your
now.
Odds. Yeah. Better your odds, right?
You guys.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.